Goodness gracious me, I've been receiving this question from the Indian subcontinent. In fact, also from Pakistan for, I'd say 3 or 4 years at least now. And the underarching premise behind this scam is that most Indian nationals, subcontinental nationals, don't readily appreciate how the Quality Migrant Admission Scheme works. The Quality Migrant Admission Scheme is a program that is highly competitive. It is open to all comers, and it's a program that takes approximately 12 to 15 or 16 months to work its way through. And the program works in the following way. The Immigration Department will receive applications from applicants on the standard application form, which principally speaks to the background and relevant qualifications and experience of an applicant to see how they suit the potential future human talent needs that Hong Kong has identified for itself. By going through then a process of assessing the extent of one's qualifications and experience, you are essentially pre-qualified for consideration in the selection pool by meeting the must-meet criteria and getting a minimum number of points. Once you have secured the minimum number of points, you then go into the selection stage of the process, where essentially you're then in a black box nature, competing against others that have selected the particular industry segment that they would like to be considered under. And there are about a dozen segments or so. During each selection exercise, the selection committee will then make a determination as to who gets a visa and who doesn't. And then the successful applicants are notified and the unsuccessful applicants are basically left sort of hanging in the wind, if you will. They are in fact notified, but it means that there is no possibility of understanding why you have been refused for the visa. Once you get the visa, you're essentially given 1 year, to come and become settled in Hong Kong. In that time, you're expected to have demonstrated that you secured employment in the particular industry segment that led to you being approved at the selection committee stage, or you've started, quote, a sizable business, unquote, in that time. Assuming that you can demonstrate settlement through one of these two facets, you will then be granted a 2-year extension of stay, which then goes on indefinitely, being extended for 2 years, 2 years, 2 years, until you've arrived at a cumulative total of 7 years of ordinarily residing in Hong Kong, specifically with your family, whereupon you can all then go on to qualify for permanent residency, and you're essentially, you become a de facto citizen of Hong Kong, albeit without being able to secure an HKSCR passport. Unless and until, of course, you decide to give up your Indian nationality and thereafter naturalize as a Chinese citizen, and you can get a HKR passport in that fashion. So that's how the program works. Now, if you are being approached by any agency in India or elsewhere on the subcontinent with representations of guaranteed visa approval within a certain time frame that's less than 12 to 15, 16 months, if you're being guaranteed work in relation to the approval that comes with the Quality Migrant Admission Scheme program, all I can say to you is caveat emptor. Particularly if these representations are being made to you on the back of, advance wedging of money in the direction of the immigration agents. Because the reality is that the way that the question has been posed in this instance, it speaks very clearly to the fact that this is a scam. It's a scam. There are no automatic jobs that accompany approval under QMAS. Essentially, what would happen is if you independently secure your QMAS approval, you're expected to come to Hong Kong, sight unseen, and then interact with Hong Kong's economy in such a way so that you can stand on your own 2 feet, as I've said, by finding an employer for yourself and also, or going on to establish a sizable business of your own. So I can only urge you to be extremely circumspect if any agent is suggesting to you that they can get you a QMAS visa guaranteed, that they can get you a QMAS visa in a very, very quick period of time, and that the QMAS visa comes automatically with a particular type of job that they can guarantee you. Hong Kong doesn't work like this. I've been here for 35 years and practicing immigration for 26, going on 27 now. I know all the ins and outs, and I can tell you that these are all scams. So do not be taken in. One final thing to understand is if you look at the numbers for QMAS applicants that go on to get approved, 77% of all approvals come from the mainland China. That might change, actually, because of the problems that we've been facing in recent months. But historically, 77% of all successful applicants come from the mainland of China. And actually, only 23% of all applications ever get approved. And then if you look at those non-Chinese nationals who are successful in the QMAS program, they all have really esoteric jobs. For example, they're ice hockey coach, they are psychotherapists that use interesting sort of, you know, modalities to achieve their therapeutic outcomes. It's all very esoteric. And if you don't have an esoteric skill set that you're bringing to Hong Kong, if you're a humdrum, with all due respect, teacher, an accountant, some sort of mid-level management professional. Essentially, if you don't have anything super special about you, the numbers clearly denote that you're not going to be successful. Another phenomenon to appreciate is because the program is open to all applicants, essentially it doesn't cost anything to make an application. And so you have Indian agents and subcontinental agents that are promising the world in exchange for money to be paid in India or in Pakistan or in Sri Lanka or wherever, with the hope and expectation that the application is going to get approved. But the reality is the numbers work against you. The nature of the jobs that tend to meet approval, as I say, are esoteric if you're not a Chinese national. So don't be parting with money if you're receiving these representations from Indian agents. Simply not true. And all I can say to you is, you know, good luck with all of that.